Reformation, system of grace for something. What ones are key theories of German Reformation? The Reformation is mainly based from German territories and Martin Luther. The Lutheran Reformation was initially started because according to the teaching of theology at the university, Luther was university, Luther was referring to doctrine classification. He came to public attention with the publication of the 95 theses on indulgence. From 1518 to 1520, he engaged in debates with leading Roman Catholic scholars, Heidelberg Disputation.
It's presenting, presenting
theology of the cross. He was ever performing treatises on the church and the theology and appealed to German princes to side with him against Rome, appealed to the Christian ability of the German nation. This was excommunicated by the Pope in 1520 and called to appear for the after Charles Imperial's court in the city of Rome in 1529. When he called the Pope's presidency, we can be local clear. My conscience is catching to the word of God, but I cannot and will not attend. The word against my conscience is neither safe nor salutary. I can do no others. Here I stand. God help me. Amen. A further Reformation writing is the Roman Catholic in the Christian Church. Those who criticize the gospel here become texts for the traditional church. The liberty of a Christian is the implication of Christian life, Christian life, and so on.
The Lutheran Reformation remained tied to the Roman German territories. The Swiss Reformation, the Reformed Church. The Reformed Church originated from a series of attempts to reform the morals and worship of the church according to biblical standards. Its earlier reformers are Hardrick, Zwingli, and Heinrich Bullinger. The Reformation program was institutional, social, and ethical, similar to the demands of the humanist movement. Hardrick Zwingli, the Swiss reformer, took a keen interest.
Should be Swiss reformer.
Swiss reformer took a keen interest in the agenda of Christian humanism. He was the true father of reform, Carsten Klaus.
The Reformed Church was consolidated with Calvin as its leading spokesman in Geneva. John Calvin. Calvin was born in Noyon, France. Being forced into exile, eventually he settled in the city of Geneva, which converted to Protestantism in 1535. As the second generation of reformers, Calvin saw the need for works of systematic theology. He published a small work entitled Institutes of the Christian Religion. By the time of its final edition, the workbook had 80 chapters and was firmly established as one of the most important Protestant works of the 16th century.
The Reformed Church became most influential Reformation movement among Protestant Reformations. The Radical Reformation, Anabaptists. Anabaptism arose around Zurich and argued that Zwingli was not being faithful to his own principles. Anabaptism was an attempt to complete the Protestant Reformation by recovering the Christianity of the apostolic era. It insists that baptism should be given only to those who repent after reaching the age of accountability. It was radically anti-Constantinian in its relations with secular rulers, a general distrust of external authority. It emphasized personal, conscious decision of repentance and faith and holy living as disciples of Christ. It advocated pacifism and non-resistance.
English Reformation, Anglican Church. Creation of the English Church committed its vision to replace papal authority in England with his own authority. His appointing Thomas Cranmer as Archbishop of Canterbury led to some Protestant influences. After Mary Tudor's attempt to restore Catholicism, Elizabeth I established the National English Church as a Reformed Episcopal Church, having Protestant articles of faith with a more Catholic theology. English Reformation contributed little new to the story of Christian theology.
Catholic Reformation. The Roman Catholic Church founded the Reformation, partly by reforming the Church in order to remove the demands of Protestant Christians. The Council of Trent in 1545 clarified Catholic teachings and practices and defended them against its evangelical opponents.
Post-Reformation movements. Reformation was followed by a period of theological consolidation known as Orthodoxy, which put emphasis on doctrinal norms, Puritanism placed greater emphasis on spiritual and pastoral application of doctrine. Pietism, however, was hostile to Orthodoxy's emphasis on doctrine.
Puritanism is a version of Reformed Orthodoxy, which was concerned to bring theology to focus on pastoral aspects of faith. Puritans struggled to revive English theology. Leading Puritan theologians, William Perkins, William Ames, John Owen, and Richard Baxter, Christian Directory, Reformed Pastor.
Puritanism became a major force in shaping both American Christianity during the 13th century. Jonathan Edwards played a major role in the Great American Christian 1745. He is seen as America's first great theologian who was aware of the challenges to traditional Christian theology that was emerging and enlightenment.
Pietism was a new movement that aimed at completion of the Protestant Reformation. It sought to renew Lutheran theology by Orthodoxy had a passionate concern adapting practice. It became increasingly stable and Latin without concern for relating theology to everyday Christian life. Pietism insists that the Reformation doctrine must always accompanied by Reformation of life.
Pietist theologian Philip Jacob Skinner, Nicholas Ludwig von Zinzendorf, founded the Pietist community in Cranfurter and emphasized the importance of a religion of the heart based on a personal relationship with between Christ and the believer.
John Wesley founded the Methodist movement in England, which became Methodist Church as a denomination. Wesley put emphasis on the experimental side of faith and became a major figure for religious revival in England.
It should be experiential.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I was wondering about that. What we
did. Very important correction.
Yeah.
Theological issues in development, back to the Bible, the sources of theology. The slogan Sola Scriptura, by Scripture alone, became characteristic of the Protestant Reformation. Reformers such as Luther and Calvin argued for the need to return to Scripture as the primary and critical source of Christian theology. The emphasis on Scripture had a number of direct consequences. Beliefs which could not be demonstrated to be grounded in Scripture were either to be rejected or to be declared as binding on no one. Second, the public statements of Scripture, the expository sermon, the biblical commentary, and works of biblical theology became characteristic of the Reformation.
Doctrine of grace, by grace alone, by faith alone. The first years of the Reformation is dominated by Martin Luther, who proclaimed doctrine of justification by faith alone. So, the question, how can I find the gracious God? The answer, sola gratia, by grace alone. Sola fide, by faith alone. Sola Christus, Christ alone. The doctrine of justification by faith is associated with the Lutheran Reformation. Kevin initiated a trend it became increasingly important to labor reform theory. The doctrine of grace is discussed in relation to the doctrine of the predestination rather than justification. For reformed theologians, grace of God was ultimately seen in God's unconditional election from sinners. The Council of Trent, Roman Catholic, argued that justification by faith alone failed to do justice to the importance of good works in the Christian life.
The doctrine of the Church. Martin Luther and John Calvin made a decisive contribution to the Protestant understanding of the Church. The true Church is found where the gospel is rightly preached and the sacraments rightly administered. Calvin drew an important distinction between the visible and invisible Church. The Church is the community of the Christian believers, visible. It is the fellowship of the saints and the company of the elect, invisible. Consequences of this distinction, the visible Church includes both the elect and the neutral outside of the people. It is necessary to ask which of the verses, which of various visible churches corresponds to the invisible Church.
Doctrine of the sacraments. This area became the subject of a controversy. The reformers disagreed with their Catholic opponents over the number and nature of the sacraments. Luther and Zwingli argued over where Christ is really present as the Lord's Supper.
The Christian theological literature, catechisms. Catechisms are popular presentations of Christian faith, aimed particularly at educating beginners in faith. Luther's Greater Catechism and Lesser Catechisms, 1529. Reformed Catechism, Calvin's Genevian Catechism, 1542 and 45. Heidelberg Catechism, 1563. And the Westminster Catechism, 1537.
Confessions of faith. Confessions of faith are statements that made the last formations of the Christian is under the Reformation of not scripture that possess some primary and universal authority, while the creed that was secondary and universal authority, confession, had a territory and local authority, binding of a denomination or church in a specific region. Lutheran confessions, that's Augsburg Confession, 1530, Concordia, the Reformed Confessions, the Catholic Confession, 1555 French, Baptist Confession, 1560 Scotland, Belgian Confession, 1561, 39 Articles, 1563 England, 7 Salvation Confessions, 1566, Westminster Confession.